I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today, we want to talk about three ways to give. Now, giving to the poor isn't just an optional thing. If you're a Christian, this is central to the Christian life. And if you want to read the cheat sheet for the final exam, the final judgment, read Matthew 25. And it's all about whether or not we gave to the poor. And Jesus himself associates himself with the poor. He says, whatever you did for them, you did for me. So Christians have always seen giving to the poor, not just as something that's a good PR move, but literally as a way to encounter God in some mystical way. But how do we break this down into practical terms for a company that's making money? How does a company put its power at the service of the poor? I'm going to go over a couple ideas.
One way to do that is the most common one, which is a company picks a charity and directly gives money to that. I mean, your organization does that. My organization does that. This is really important, and it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's a really good thing.
And we're actually a nonprofit giving to another nonprofit. So my company does evangelization, and I hire a doctor in Haiti. So you can even do this if you have a nonprofit, is to give to something else.
Right. We have an organization called Food for the Poor, which we heard about years ago, and we've been participating with them for years, and that's a wonderful thing. We just do that to give credit to them, not to us. But there's two other ways to go about doing this. And what are those, Chris?
So just giving money, but also giving bonuses to employees. And Pat, you did this in your company. I love this. Giving bonuses to employees and telling them this is for you to give away.
You get to choose. So we earmarked part of the bonus and said this is for charity, but you get to choose which charity you want to give to. And it was great because people felt like, I get to be generous and I get to choose where to do that. And they were so excited to come back and talk about how they used that to change other people's lives.
Yeah. So then you're not only giving to the poor, but through that experience, you're teaching other people how to give to the poor. And the final one is time. And Pat, you were sharing about how this is kind of fallen out of practice. It was more popular a while ago. We should bring it back.
Yeah, I used to hear all the time about people getting days off in the year to go work at a charity, to go volunteer their time. I just haven't heard about it much anymore. And probably because people are not at work and they're working more remotely, it might be a little different. But what a great thing to say, I'm going to pay you to spend time. Because giving people the opportunity not just to give money, but to give of themselves and to experience the poor and to see the face of Christ in them is a beautiful gift that a company can give.
But a great thing to continue to ask yourself is, am I doing enough? I mean, if your company is thriving more than it was 10 years ago and you're not giving any more than you were 10 years ago, then the answer is no. But a regular examination of your conscience is to just ask yourself, am I giving enough to the poor?
So yeah. Let's pray. So God, help us to know what you want us to do and help us to find creative ways to encounter you in the poor as you commanded us to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.